Hi guys, welcome back to the Content Conversations podcast. This is episode 35. Today is going to be kind of a fun one. We're going to do an interview of sorts, but we're going to be interviewing each other. Today is Grace's interview, and the topic is what to look for when hiring a photographer. Welcome, Grace, to our show.
Why, thank you, Connor. It is good to be here.
So we realize we're almost to the end of the year.
Yep.
And we've done a lot of posts about photography, but haven't really talked about what to look for when hiring a photographer.
Yeah.
Now, Grace is, as you know, specifically a wedding photographer, but the principles are pretty much the same.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and get started, shall we?
Shall we?
So, Grace, when you are looking to hire a photographer, what is, like, just off the top of your head, like, what is something that you should look for?
Well, I would say the first thing is to obviously look at the style and be sure it's something that you're going to like for a long time. I know there's dark and moody, there's bright photos, there's a little bit of medium in there. And so really look through the person's Instagram and their website and, you know, don't go off of one photo that you've seen. Go look through their work and really see if that's something that you really want to print and put up on your wall, you know, or to put in an album. So their style is definitely something that I would look into for sure.
I wonder if it would make a difference, like, maybe should you not choose someone who's more trendy, like going through, like, in 2019, this is a trend with photos, like, maybe you might not like that.
Yeah.
And I guess it probably depends, because with wedding photography, like, you know, you're taking a photo and that's your wedding photos, right? It's probably a little bit different with branding photos. You could change those once a year.
Yeah.
But what would you say about someone who is searching for a photographer, like, purely based on trends?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you're going to have to decide on for yourself. For me, I think it is better to do a more classic style, especially for your wedding photos and even especially for your brand. You know, you want your brand to last and your photos reflect that. So to do trendy things might work for a little bit, but is it really future-proofing your brand? Maybe not. So choosing something that's going to last for a long time. But at the same time, if it's a style that your clients would be attracted to, then do that. Use the style strategically, I would say. And who is your target audience? What is your mission statement? What are you trying to do? If you're going for more trendy, then maybe the trendy style will work for you. I would say probably more of a traditional classic in the sense of natural light.
For longevity, too, I think traditional is good.
Right. But it does come down to your personal brand.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which we talk a lot about, kind of doing, assessing your brand and what your needs are, what your market, you know, looking at your target market and what they expect from you. And then kind of, you know, looking at it that way.
Definitely.
When out, like, as far as, like, personalities go, you know, if you meet with a photographer and, you know, they're really nice, but, you know, you don't really feel like y'all vibe very well, is that something that, you know, you could get over, or is it really important to kind of have a good relationship with your photographer?
I definitely think that connection is probably the number one thing that you should look for in your photographer. And this is no matter what, if it's branding photography, newborn photography, wedding photography, family photography, anything. Because if you think about it, who really absolutely loves to take pictures besides models, you know? Like, nobody's like, yay, my camera. You know, nobody absolutely loves that. But what's going to make it easier is the fact that you know the person behind the lens, that you already feel comfortable with them, and that you're not feeling intimidated or embarrassed or not natural. And so I would say one of the best things to do is to actually meet up with your photographer before the photo shoot. So if you are wanting to do newborns, you know, meet up with them the week before and say, hey, can we meet up? Let's talk through some ideas. Like, I'd love to just get to know you. Or even like 15 minutes before the photo shoot, just talk to them for a little bit. Like, you just really need to create a connection, especially before hiring them, which is why I suggest meeting with the photographer before you even put any money down. Because you don't want to get to the photo shoot, spend time with them and say, oh my word, this is so awkward. This is the worst thing I've ever been through. Because I've heard horror stories of people saying it was the most horrible thing that I've been through when they have a photographer that they don't know and they have absolutely no connection with.
Yeah.
I mean, something that my husband and I do with our business, Nate and Grace Photography, is we meet up with every single couple before they book with us. So before they even put money down, we want them to be sure that they're connected with us and we're connected with them, because it helps so much when you're capturing those raw, beautiful moments. You don't want them to be thinking about, oh my gosh, there's this photographer in my face. Like, no, they feel natural with you and they let the moment happen.
Yeah. Would you consider it a red flag if you're meeting with a photographer and they don't suggest meeting before and they just are like, well, just come here and let's do your photos? Or is that not a red flag, but just something like a preference?
Yeah, so I would definitely say if they can't meet up in person, call them. Like, say, like, I just need to have some communication besides email. Definitely. I mean, some people just don't meet up in person, which I think they should for sure. But you should be cautionary to that for sure.
Yeah.
And if you feel caution, you can honestly just say, hey, thank you so much for giving me your information. We're gonna head a different way, or we decide to go in a different direction. You're not gonna hurt the photographer's feeling. Like, it's okay. You'd rather, and honestly, they'd rather work with somebody who they feel a connection with too.
Right.
So don't feel scared of saying thanks, but no, we're gonna move in a different direction.
Okay.
Definitely.
Makes sense. Yeah. Are there any other like red flags that maybe you think people should look out for when reaching out to a photographer?
Yeah, so like I know a lot of people, there's actually statistics about it. Most people go to people's Instagrams before their website to even like check out their work, which is awesome, but you need to be careful with that because everybody's putting their best work up on Instagram. I mean, we know that. They're putting their most glamorous photo, they're putting their most emotional photo that they caught, or the happiest one. And you can get a pretty good vibe of what their style's like. But what I suggest is to actually ask for a full gallery from the photographer. Mm-hmm. And again, it doesn't matter who it is. If it's a family photographer, you can be like, hey, can I see an entire gallery from... And you can also ask for the specific season that you're doing your pictures in, like from the springtime at this location. Can I see a full gallery? Just so you know that, like, that they are getting all the photos that you're wanting and that they can't just take one good photo. They can take a lot of really good photos. Right. They can take a whole gallery good of beautiful photos, you know? So that's something that I do suggest, is you have to be able to look through an entire gallery in order to really decide if they're a professional photographer that will get all the photos you want. Because it is hard to decide. There's a lot of photographers out there.
Yeah.
There's your cousin who started up their business a week ago, which I get because I was there too. But then there's somebody who's been doing it for 10 years. So you can really decipher how good they are by that. And you can ask them questions, like technical questions, like do you give high quality photos? That's a good question to ask actually as well. And say, hey, how high quality are them? Can I print these? Those are good questions to ask too.
So on the kind of on those same lines, what are other good questions to ask your photographer?
So I would say, what is your turnaround time? Like, are you going to get these photos within a week, within 6 months? So that's a good question to ask. If you have copyrights to the photos, well, not copyrights, if you have print rights to the photos, technically they can't really like give you the copyrights. It's a actually confusing whole subject. You don't need the copyrights, but you do need printing rights. So be sure that you can do that. Be sure you know how many photos you're getting in your gallery. Some photographers do it differently. Some photographers do it to where you can only choose like 4 photos from the gallery that they'll actually give you. Some people give you the full gallery. So that's a good question to ask, how many photos you're getting in your gallery at the end of the day, what that's included in your price and your package. Honestly, getting to know your photographer like a normal person. Like, you're going out on, you know, going out for coffee with your photographer and saying, hey, tell me your story. Why'd you get into this? How long have you been doing this? What do you like to do for fun? Why did you start doing photography in the first place? Like, kind of just ask them about their experience in a genuine, authentic way, so that you can get to know them. And it is not an interview style of being like, you know, how high quality or professional are you? That's not the point.
Right.
The point is the connection, and the point is getting to know the person. So I think that's a super important thing to ask them as well. But
that's awesome. Okay, yeah. So as a final bonus question, how often do you think someone should update their branding photos?
Once a year. I would say once a year because things change. Small business owners, things change. Mm-hmm. And so I would definitely update your photos once a year. And even if that's, if you don't have to do a 5-hour photo shoot once a year, but you should do at least an hour photo shoot for at once a year.
A couple quick updates.
Update headshots, updated lay flat photos, mm-hmm. updated you working up on the computer. Those are important photos to have, and you need to keep those relevant for your website and for your content.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today, Grace.
Thank you for having me, Connor.
We loved picking your intelligent brain about photography. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed that today. We thought we would end the year kind of going back to our roots a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm using kind of air quotes. But so we will, in the next couple of weeks, have an episode for what to look for when you're hiring a copywriter.
Where I'll be interviewing Connor.
Yes, where I will be a guest on my own show. But you can find this episode in the show notes on our website, contentcombospodcast.com. Thank you for joining us today. And we will continue this conversation next week.